joined now for our weekly visit by Larry Mayer from ChicagoBears.com. Let's talk about first Danny Trevathan. He seemed very sincere when he talked about reaching out to Devontae Adams, making sure he was okay. And it's a good thing for the Bears defense that it was only a one-game suspension because they need to fortify that inside group.
Absolutely, Mark. It's a huge boost for the defense coming in with Danny Trevathan returning from his suspension, especially in light of John Timu's knee and ankle injuries against the Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings rushed for 159 yards against the Bears, and a lot of it was right up the middle. You could see that there was a depleted part of the defense. And to have Trevathan back for this game is absolutely huge. I know you guys mentioned Christian Jones before. And Jiggs, it was very interesting that during the summer in training camp, when asked about the one player that had improved the most over the course of the last year, defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers separately both identified Christian Jones as that guy. So he is a guy that's made a lot of strides in recent years, and I think that he's going to really excel in that role. And again, we're seeing the Trevathan hit. It certainly looked bad. Danny Trevathan is never considered being a dirty player. His teammates say so. The opponents say so. Not sure what happened on that play. He got a suspension, but now they're moving on, and he's determined to prove himself back in there because he hated sitting out. He hated sitting out when he was hurt last year, and he really hated sitting out watching his guy John Timu get hurt.
Well, I came to his defense last week. You know, I put on my lawyer hat and came to his defense, and I thought that
said Harvard education.
You didn't put on your offensive lineman hat, did you? Because that would
That would be a bridge too far. One would be. But you know, one of the things that was interesting is you look back at that inside group. And later in the game, and you mentioned how much Minnesota took advantage of that later in the game when you talk about the run game. You know, really, most of that happened after John Timu got injured. And what was the situation, as you understand it, in terms of who was making the defensive calls before and after the injury?
Well, John Timu was making the calls before the injury, and it's really good because this is a guy that I think is really underrated. I love watching John Timu play.
He plays reckless abandon.
He really
does,
and you know, you watch him in practice and training camp. He is always around the ball, whether he's playing against the ones, whether he's playing on the scout team. So this is a guy, yes, he was calling the defensive plays, and then Christian Jones started calling the defensive plays, and they were really only down to two inside linebackers left. And they obviously had to form some contingency plans there if anybody else got hurt. But we're going to get some depth back, easy for me to say, with Trevathan, and hopefully Nick Kwiatkowski, who's also improving. He may not play this week, but he should be able to play after that. That would be a big boost, too.
You caught the trick question that they were asking Trevathan. So, now that you and Nick are back.
Oh, okay, yeah. the assumption. Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, Nick is back in practice. Let's put it that way, but he may not play in the game.
What does all this mean, though, in terms of the run game for the Ravens, though?
Well, I know the Ravens have had a ton of injuries at running back. They even signed Jeremy Langford in there, and then he got hurt again, and he's on injury reserve.
Big surprise there, right?
Well, boy, let's not take shots at our
guy. It's
all right. Jeremy's a great guy.
No,
they've been struggling on offense. Both Joe Flacco's not playing like Joe Flacco, and also the running backs have been getting injured. So I think this is a great opportunity for the Bears to get in there, and I know we're going to talk about this, but the Bears need to start creating some turnovers. They only have three on the season, two by the defense, one by the special teams. So it's time right now to start helping the offense out, helping Mitchell Trubisky out by giving him some short fields, which they haven't been doing lately this season.
Maybe they get a strip sack from Pernell McPhee, the former Raven, going back to his old stomping grounds. He met with the media today, and you could tell he was fired up. He made the comparison to a girlfriend who let you go. You want to go back and show her what she's missing.
Right. You know, Pernell's fired up every time you talk to him. And, you know, this is a guy, I love talking to the guy. I mean, he's a riot to talk to. He's always fired up. I think, you know, professional wrestling is going to be calling this guy as soon as he's done, because he's excellent. And, you know, I love hearing him talk about that, like a girlfriend leaving you and stuff. I mean, they had Elvis Doomerville there. They had Terrell Suggs. So he wasn't even starting. He was a backup. So everybody knew the Ravens weren't going to break the bank to sign him. They wanted to keep him on their team as a backup. Of course they did. He had a great season, a great four seasons there. Second season, first of all, his first season, he had six sacks as a rookie. Second season, he helped them win the Super Bowl. You mentioned a strip sack. He had a nice strip sack on Peyton Manning in the playoff game. He tipped a pass that was deflected in the championship game by Tom Brady that led to a big touchdown. So Pernell McPhee has made plays, and the interesting thing to me is that he was on this field for 45 snaps against the Vikings, which has been a season high. And it's good, and even Vic Fangio said, we don't want him to play him that much coming off the knee injury. So it's really going to be interesting to see how they're going to try to keep him off the field against the Ravens.
Right now, Willie Young is out, so they're going to need him for more snaps.
Well, I'm kind of, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of guy.
Sure.
You know?
You're not like that.
He left, you know, he left Baltimore. You know, I'd like to see him get a couple of sacks. You know, three sacks, is that too much to ask?
Possibly.
Because they're going to throw the football down.
Well, I was talking to Adrian Amos today, and, you know, he's from Baltimore. His dad's a Baltimore police officer. Mm-hmm. He's going to have 40 family members and friends at the game. I asked him how many are going to be rooting for the Bears and Ravens.
Probably split.
He said most of them root for the Ravens, but they'll be wearing Bears gear. But Adrian Amos is a guy that definitely wants to make big plays. He told me he made a one-handed interception in a high school game in that stadium, so I told him I expect the same thing from him.
We'd like to see one of those interceptions on Sunday because the Bears right now have zero interceptions, which seems almost incomprehensible in a passing league like the NFL.
Absolutely. Like I said before, they have to start creating takeaways. I believe they're one of only three teams that doesn't have an interception yet. The interesting thing about takeaways, it seems like they come in bunches. So hopefully somebody can get an interception, and then it'll start steamrolling there. We see a pass break up there by Eddie Jackson. So they've had some opportunities. I think the secondary is greatly improved over last season, and they are making some plays on the ball. But again, they have to make the interceptions. They have to make the turnovers to help the offense.
Well, I can't let you go without asking you about Mitch Trubisky. Obviously, people were talking about his first NFL road start, and talking about silent counts and making checks at the line of scrimmage. You think that's going to be an issue for him? He seems remarkably poised for a kid that hasn't really had a lot of experience.
Right. Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be an issue or not, but it is going to be an adjustment that he's going to need to make, because the number one thing in that situation, it's not the loudest stadium in the world, but obviously the crowd's going to be into it, and they're going to be cheering on the defense. The communication is going to be key in this game in terms of eliminating the pre-snap penalties, which we've seen too many of, and also eliminating another pre-snap penalty in a delay of game, putting the offense in the right situations. I thought Mitch Trubisky did a great job of that on Monday night. I thought he threw the ball accurately. I loved seeing him getting out of the pocket like we talked about last week, extending plays like we saw in the preseason. The one thing I would like to see is the supporting cast do a much better job. The Bears had six penalties on offense in the first 20 minutes of the game. That pretty much put them in third and long on every possession. They had seven possessions in the first half. They punted six times in every single possession. They had third and at least 10. They can't do that and be successful.
It's like Phil Jackson used to say with the Bulls, a lot of fits and starts. And that's what happened.
He said a lot of things.
Yeah, which he won a lot, too. But, you know, you can't get the rhythm, you know, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation where you should be up maybe by two touchdowns and you're trailing by a point. You know, it doesn't make sense, and what it does is it takes away a little bit of that, you know, what you could carry on to the second half and really get juiced and go out and close the game out.
I'm absolutely surprised you didn't mention this. It also takes away the threat of the running game when you're in second and 20 all the time.
Right.
You're either going to do a screen pass, maybe a draw, but generally you're going to be throwing the ball down the field, and you have to put the defense in a situation where they're not sure what's coming, and you can't get those penalties.
You have to make their little minds sweat a little bit. That's what you have to do.
You know, it's one thing for media guys like us to say that Mitch Trubisky looks special, but I was amazed that even after a loss, guys in the locker room Monday night, Kyle Long would say, you should be in the huddle with this guy. This guy really has a presence there. We heard Zach Miller call him a baller because of his fierce competitiveness. Right. I mean, his teammates are really excited about this guy. And after only one NFL start, that really struck me as a little bit unusual.
What struck me about it was talking to some of the veteran players and talking about how Mitchell Trubisky is not afraid to go to them in the huddle, whether it's training camp, whether it's during the season, whether it's right now, give him little tips. Look out for this route. Look for this guy. Giving him tips where not only that he realizes what he's talking about, but he's willing to do that with a veteran player, and that says a lot about him and his leadership. And I think one of the coaches mentioned about how the first thing he saw was him helping Josh Sitton off with his pads.
And
Trubisky was asked about it, and he was kind of like dumbfounded by the question. Like, well, yeah, that's just me being a person. That's the person I was raised to be. I'm not trying to be a leader here.
That's being a rookie.
Well, I mean, but it's great to see the attitude and the intangibles this guy has, and he's going to obviously put it all together with his talent. And I think he's going to be a special player. Again, he needs better help, more help surrounding him from the supporting cast.
Did they give him any rookie hazing during training camp?
No, I don't believe so. No. I mean, the most rookie hazing that anyone does with the Bears these days is you carry someone's equipment.
Right, yeah.
That's pretty much it, or maybe you bring some food in the morning. But there's nothing like back in the day, Jiggs.
No.
Nobody getting taped to goalposts or anything that we saw during the Wanstead era.
Knocked out all
Jiggs
the fun,
calls
right?
That, he calls it the good old days.
Yeah, take care of the big fellas up front, and they'll take care of you.
Exactly right. Very smart.
That's always how
that's
it works.
That's right. Executive.
And Dan is recommending try the crab cakes when you're in Baltimore.
I can't wait. I'm definitely going to.
There you go.
Love Baltimore.
Larry Mayer headed to Baltimore for the game coming up on Sunday. It's a noon kickoff. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here. Thanks for having me.